Hey there, folks. This is Paul Bars from paulbars.com and paulbars.com.au signing back in. Hello. Welcome. Thanks for coming. Now, of course, you know that you should be reading through this special report at the moment, or, of course, you may be listening to this through my podcast website at paulbars.com. Now, if you're going through the special report, you're wondering why I keep introducing myself. Well, that's because I will also be publishing these audios through paulbars.com, where I publish online internet and marketing podcasts every single week, a couple of times a week. So stop by there and have a look, where I help people learn more about their online and internet business and growing profits. And that, of course, is a good introduction for number three in this series, Success Checkpoint number three, purpose. How to create your purpose, how to make it clear what your purpose is. So let's imagine as we go and we continue on that your website visitor has found you, they use a good description on your SEO, point number one. They click through to your website, you met their initial expectations because of the way that you had your website structured and laid out. Now, of course, you have another expectation to meet, and that is simply this. You have to show and determine a purpose, and your purpose must be aligned with their purpose. Let me explain. Most websites reasonably, fairly clearly illustrate what they can do for the customer. Yes? Most, not all. Here's the question, does yours? Well, see, here's another question, do your competition? Chances are, if your customer is looking to buy something online or looking to make a contact, they're only going to do it with those people whom they believe will be able to fulfill the need that they have. This is sales psychology 101. They have a need, they have a desire, it needs to be met, it needs to be satisfied, and your business needs to do it. So does your website convey its purpose to what? To do exactly what they want it to do. Now, this can be done, of course, with words, this can be done with images, it can be done with questions. But how do we determine what is it? Well, I'm going to give you two different things to think about in this particular audio. The first one is an illustration of the differences between purposes from person to person. Even, I imagine, that this would certainly work from race to race. It certainly is very important when it comes to the different sexes and how we market online to either men and or women. This example I'm going to give here is very stereotypical. I don't necessarily fall into this, and some of my mates do. Some of my gal friends don't. But what happens, guys, when you go shopping with your lady? You go out for a nice evening. Let's say it's, you know, late night shopping. You're off for a beautiful evening. You grab yourself maybe a bite to eat along the way, just in the takeaway. But then if you're here in my local shopping center, we've got two different floors. And I've noticed that on the bottom floor, there's a good variety of stuff for all ages and also for both men and for women. And you can enjoy browsing through them. But what happens when you go upstairs? Well, I've noticed that upstairs, that the most popular shop for women, not just the ladies, but also for the girls, the tweens and the teens as well, it is a makeup discount store. And I gotta tell you, every single time I'm anywhere near that place, there is always, without doubt, at least a dozen guys standing outside, leaning against the balustrade, chatting, while their women are inside. I don't know what they're doing inside. I'm not going to go inside to find out. Now, of course, I first discovered this place with my own teenage daughters when they were young. Dad, we got to go and have a look at this place. I made a mistake. I went inside the first time and I realized that their purpose when it comes to shopping was very different to mine. Oh, boy. And of course, a business must be able to meet the purpose of its customers. More recently, I was looking to buy a birthday present for two of my friends, my two best friends whose birthdays are in the same month. And on this particular week, I'm looking around. I thought I'll have a quick look for my gal friend first because, well, it just takes a little bit longer to find something, doesn't it? Well, after 10 days of probably, you know, an hour or so during a break I had each day, and sometimes once at 2 to 3 hours in one block afternoon, I still hadn't found something. I'm getting tired of this. The birthday's coming up. And then I just saw a local store which I hadn't been into for a long time. You know, it was a bit of a, it was a guy store. It was a man thing. And I thought, okay, I'm going to go and just have a look, take a break, see what's in there. I wasn't even looking for something for my buddy. But I walked in, and within less than 30 seconds, I saw something with his name on it. Like, really, with his name on it. A bar coaster with his name. Dude, that's the awesome birthday present. He would love that. His name and his bar. And I bought it, and I walked back out. And it clued on. See, that business met my purpose. What did I want to do? I wanted to buy something that impressed my mate, that made my mate feel special. And it was damn quick and damn easy for me to do. It met my purpose. And yet, while looking for something for my lady friend, not quite so easy. So here's the question. Does your website meet your customer's purpose? And you're probably thinking, Paul, I don't know. Well, here's how you find out. You need to get your webmaster to put into place an exit survey report. It's a one-question survey, so it can be done with a pop-up on exit window. Oh, Paul, I don't like pop-up on exit windows. Well, you're going to love this one. And your customers won't mind either. It's not that big, ugly, gray box that you click here, press OK, press cancel, and we'll take you somewhere else. No, it's just a single one that just pops up and it asks them a question. Wait, before you leave, would you please just take 5 seconds and tell me, what is it that you didn't find on our website that you were looking for? What a beautiful question to help find out what purpose your customers who left had. And of course, this thing doesn't pop up if they click the order button. All right, or the contact button. Once they've made contact with you or subscribe, well, that's okay. But for the moment, we just want to find out why they came and why they left. This is Paul Bars from paulbars.com and .com.au signing off. I'll talk to you in the next in this incredible little series. I hope you're getting something from it. I'm really enjoying giving it to you. Thank you. Bye-bye.